Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Alright, so we got a big pod. Welcome to the pod. We're just starting right now. Jeff, hopefully you're recording. If you're not, we'll figure that out on the post-production side of it. I'm also exiting the Zencaster window, failing us today, but we've made it happen, Jeff. We're back 8 days before Christ is born, Christmas. Can't believe it's already here. This year, you know, cannot end soon enough, as people like to say. They love to say their 2020 was this, 2021's gonna be this. Well, anything you say or see or read or hear about a 2020 recap is probably all lies, unless it's all negative, Jeff. Because this year has not been the greatest. And I'm talking about in life, in fantasy, in the NFL sports world. Let's get to 2021, Jeff. And I'm going to do it with you here on the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. And we have a challenge coming. But first, Jeff, how are you?
Will, quite the intro off the top there. I hope that the one bright spot could be this pod. And hopefully, you know, brought some people some joy throughout this chaotic year. I'm excited to be here with you. As you said, 1 week out from Christmas Eve, you know, things in the old corpo world around these times start to slow down. So we got a couple more days of work, then a bunch of people are heading out. So things slow down. I know in the shack, the grind never dies. But let's get into this challenge, Will, since, you know, it's a holiday season, the time of giving, and we have an ask of the listeners, because there's more of you out there than people think.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been quite a revelation for myself, for Jeff. And listen, this is a pod for this started out as a pod for the people of our fantasy leagues, just to bring a little bit of banter and trolling into the mix. And Jeff and I have been a little not great with our schedules. You know, things come up in the real world. And we used to do it back in the day, Jeff. We did it twice a week. And then it was once a week. And now it's been once every 2 weeks because of our schedules. And I sent a text to Jeff the other day after our last week we recorded, for those who don't know, for the first time in a month. We had about 3 to 4 weeks off because of Thanksgiving and just schedules. And I think there was another house fire. Another fire in California. And we recorded, posted, and we had 99 downloads in one day. And I'm like, 99? I mean, listen, not a lot. Not a lot by any, you know, you go into the real world and there's millions and all that stuff. But that just means there's, I mean, maybe someone downloaded an episode twice. You know, maybe someone listened to 3 episodes in one day. Again, I don't know who you are. I mean, that's got to be at least 60 unique people. I'm just saying, like, because, you know, I give myself a little download, you know, so that's 98. I don't know if Jeff gives a download, that can be 97. But then there's 99. That's cool. All good. Then on Sunday, which of course is a football Sunday, maybe there's people trying to find some podcasts to listen to set their lineups. I don't know. But we had another 47 on Sunday without even releasing an episode. So people who for some reason listen to this, who we don't know, God bless you. But there is a challenge here. Our Twitter, not the greatest, but we're going to make it great. We used to post a lot, but then we stopped, then we started. At ATF Fantasy. So at All the Fields Fantasy, but ATF Fantasy. We only have about 30 followers on Twitter. Just get us to 50. So that's 20 of you so-called 99 plus 47 listeners. We need to get to 50. If we get to 50, there will be a glorious prize. And let me tell you this, Jeffrey. We actually have done a prize before on this pod, and it was for the Survivor Pool last year. And that winner got like a $15 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. So, we do actually give out something. And I don't even know who that person is. I don't even know if that person still listens to this. It was some person I never heard of before in my life. So that just goes to show you. So get us to 50 listeners. That's the challenge. 50 followers on Twitter, ATF Fantasy. Thank you.
I'm using my headphone microphone built in. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Anyways, as I was saying, I was giving a quick scroll through our Twitter followers. Who are these Jamokes and
Oh no.
Chinooks? 30 people. There's a lot of you out there who I know download who are not following us right now, and that is,
Oh wow.
some would even say they're longtime guests, executive producers, whatever tenuous relationship they want to have to this podcast, and you're not even following us at ATF Fantasy on Twitter. Get on it. Prizes. We'll think about it, but just make it happen.
All right, it has been said, so it shall be done. Jeff, what do you want to get through right now? Should we start off right off the top, something I've been begging you to do for months, and you finally completed your mission?
Yeah, mission accomplished. Finished Cobra Kai season one, season two in the books. What I haven't done though, Will, and we can debate doing this live on the pod or we can save it for next pod. I mean, it's always good fodder.
No, we'll do it
Cobra
now, and
Kai.
I'm gonna bring it up too, so we can watch it together, and you can just give me a
Okay.
play-by-play.
Okay.
I guess you won't have
Season.
the sound. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I can turn down my volume as much as needed, so we don't. You know, technology has not been our friend this morning. So,
No, it has
season
not.
three, Cobra Kai. All I'm looking at right now is a pause video of Johnny Lawrence throwing back a 40 on the beach, looking longingly into the sunset.
Yep, that's where I am too. Okay, sounds
Okay.
good.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Ooh, we can hear it too. I like it. You keep it going.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Miguel. Oh, the fight, the school fight.
Yeah, it's
Oh
the
my
recap. Oh, hey,
goodness.
spoilers, by the way.
Yeah.
For those who have not watched Cobra Kai, spoilers.
Yeah, Hawk and
Hawk.
Miguel. Oh, Crease. Get out of here. Oh no. The unnecessarily flashy car. Here we are. We're back in the valley. Oh.
People are in.
People are in jail. You
Yes.
know, there's hearings. There's, you know, showdowns at school. Miguel awakens. Oh no. Oh
Showdown.
no. Just when you thought he was gone.
Uh-oh, look who's joining.
Oh,
Look
of
who's re-
course, the bully from season one, he's back. Oh, now they're joining
A
forces.
team up. A
A team
possible team
up.
up. Oh my.
Johnny and Daniel. Woo. Oh, on the soccer field. Now that guy's becoming bad. Oh my goodness.
That guy, of course, meaning the nerd kid with
The
asthma or
nerd
something.
from
I
the
don't know.
first
Yeah.
one, yeah.
The wife of Daniel LaRusso getting in there.
Is the girlfriend from the original movie gonna come back soon? I mean, that's what just
Oh
completes
wow. What a
this.
tease. Molly Ringwald. Wait, was that Molly Ringwald? I don't know who it was. Some girl from the 80s.
Oh wow, a lot of
Also such a
emotion,
lot of
Miguel. A little bit of lighthearted comedy right there. Oh, the settings now. Are we go? Are we
Uh-oh.
going? Oh my word.
Cross the world, possibly.
Oh no. Oh no. New year. Dee Snider concert. White blazers. Oh my word.
All right. Weeks away. Season 3 Cobra Kai. First impressions, Jeff. Welcome, Shay. I knew I heard. I actually thought that was part of the YouTube trailer, and I was like, "Oh wow."
Yeah, it was the super surround sound of the banging on the doors that, provided that extra lift. I'm excited, Will. I mean, I'm getting into it. As you know, mission accomplished. Made it through the first couple seasons, so we got to keep it going, keep the momentum rolling.
Love it. Can't wait. Couple weeks away from that. Now, Jeff, looks like I guess you're starting to watch some Christmas movies. You're going into the adult Christmas movie, though, looks like section here. We got a couple listed. I don't know if these are movies you've all watched. I did text you last week telling you that I did watch the Christmas Chronicles with Ashley, and what a pleasant surprise. Me and you debated about the rating, a little controversy. You gave it a 6. I said way better than a 6, but you were not willing to go to the 8 territory, so we settled right in the middle at a 7. I thought that movie was fantastic. And if Ashley stays awake through a movie, we've already talked about this on this pod many times, it gets the seal of approval. So that is, of course, the most recent one that we watched. We will be delving into the classics coming up in the next couple of days. But talk to me about these movies you want to discuss.
No, I was just wondering if you had seen any. I mean, just to circle back real quick on Christmas Chronicle.
Oh, here we go.
Did you watch number two?
Absolutely not. That is not on the list.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'll save you a couple hours of your life there. But we've been getting into Office Christmas Party. It's a Jason Bateman flick. The Night Before, I believe it's a Seth Rogen. And then Bad Moms Christmas, which is the sequel of Bad Moms. Just normal life. So wanted to get your thoughts. Have you seen any of them? I think they're a little underrated. You know, they're not the best, but if you're looking for a little humor, something to get you in the Christmas spirit, I think they'll get the job.
Shay, thoughts? Nope, no thoughts from Shay.
She's just saying Four Christmases, and we know your thoughts on that.
Oh, we just watched that again the other day. A little worse. The jumping gym, the jungle, whatever, the bounce house, like that is just,
yeah, I mean,
what
that's
a terrible
that's not,
scene.
Not a great scene.
All of it, just all of it. Anyway, the Jesus, Bad Moms Christmas. So apparently your memory not great. I detailed that on this very pod probably a year ago because we watched it in the theaters, Ashley and I. Bad Moms Christmas. Probably a little worse than the original, but we did find it funny and definitely, like you said, kind of just like a lighthearted, you know, throwaway movie in the time of, you know, animated and rated G movies. It's nice to have these adult Christmas movies or holiday movies, if you will. Office Christmas Party and The Night Before, haven't seen any of them actually. Both of them kind of never really kind of clicked for me, at least trailers wise. I know what I'm getting into with the Seth Rogen joint, pun intended, and Office Christmas Party. I don't know. I think isn't Jennifer Aniston in that one too? I'm not really sure.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
great
one day.
Great memory.
Hey, maybe tonight. Who knows?
It's not bad. It's on the old FX app.
Mm-hmm.
This was before. I'm forgetting. I'm blanking on the name of the actor. Well, he's a comedian. Before he got kind of ousted. So.
Oh, Louis C.K.?
Not Louis C.K. He was the guy. It'll come to me. It'll come to me in the pod. But no need to dwell. So it sounds like that. But yes, we are a week out from Christmas Eve. So time to get into the tried and true, like jingle all the way.
One more thing. I think someone's having some sort of Christmas movie countdown. Just I think it's like Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. Someone's doing this giant 64-team bracket. I mean, come on, guys. Get with the times.
Seriously, that was so 2017.
I know. Like, what the hell is this BS? And they also had, like, Die Hard's in the top four. It's, like, in the final four.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And don't need to get
into
that.
Why don't you just go ahead and invalidate your entire bracket right there.
Yeah, seriously. KFC logo intrigue. Have you heard about this? You are part of the brand. So there may be a little bias in here. Do you know anything about what I'm talking about right now?
I think I saw something on Twitter the other day that someone thought that it was like a stick figure and not his bow tie.
Just go ahead and bring up the logo. You probably have logos everywhere in your house.
I mean, just shirts and
Take a look at one of the shirts or maybe the coffee mug you're holding. And if you just look at the KFC logo... Now people think, they've said that's not its bow tie, it is a stick figure man. And now that you cannot ever unsee it once you see his giant head on a stick figure body. And I was just curious if there were any inside dealings with it, since, you know, you are part of the what's the brand? Yum brand? Is that what it is?
Yes, the mothership.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Yeah, you're on it today with the memory, I will say. I can't say that, you know.
You can't speak for the colonel.
I definitely didn't. I didn't have it. Yeah, I can't, you know, rest in pieces, the colonel. I don't know if it was, I would say the KFC marketing in general, in my opinion, has been pretty stale. It's a lot of retreads. So
I
if
mean,
this was
Mario Lopez.
cooked up in the kitchen, I mean, it's got some new spice, but I think it's just one of those interesting optical illusions. So
There
I'll
might
leave
that
it
might
at
be a
that.
record for puns in like a sentence and a half. You said, "Rest in pieces, Colonel Sanders," and he said, "They might be cooking up some more stuff in the kitchen," and then you said they're trying to spice things up. I mean, I don't even think you did all those on purpose, but
It's
wow.
just like we spoke about, the mothership, it gets in your head, the constant images are everywhere. So I just, that's just what I think. That's how I think now.
We are less than a month away from the Vegas MLK trip. Jeff, thoughts?
I enjoy the banter. I enjoy the optimism. I enjoy the Musk and the camaraderie, but I think that's about where the seriousness ends. So,
Lastly, I'm just not even getting into it. Lastly, have you seen the movie Run on Hulu? Came out about 3 weeks ago.
I have not.
It
For
seems like
some
a
reason, our Hulu got logged out, so I need to
ugh.
log back in, and you know how that goes.
Yeah.
It's just a pain. So.
It's pretty terrible. Okay, it's I highly
So is it
recommend it. I
good?
highly recommend it. It's got a little bit of it's definitely a thriller. It's one of those movies where you see the preview, you pretty much know what the movie's about, but you still wanna see how it ends up. Do you want a 10-second movie preview?
I'm reading the
No, you don't
Wikipedia
want to do
IMDb.
that.
Just the highlights, just like, okay, a homeschooled teenager begins to suspect her mother is something, something, something.
Yeah,
Okay.
there you go. So, girl's homeschooled, and is she sick? Is she not sick? Her mom says she's sick. Is she sick? Who knows? Turns fine. One of those like Bubble Boy kind of movies, right? Outside
Yeah,
world's
but
gonna
more
hurt
on the.
you.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it. Definitely good. It's a really fast watch too. It goes by pretty fast because it gets right into it. I think that's the. You can look at it like I told the wife. Look at it two ways. It's great that it goes right into it, but also, would you like a little more backstory? I don't know. Let's get into NFL news, Jeff. Again, our challenge is still there. Get us to 50
Yep.
followers at ATF Fantasy. This pod will air today. I will edit this today, and this will go up. So, come on, guys. By Sunday, let's get it to 50. Definitely by next week. Pottygate. I mean, quite a primetime slate of NFL games we just had. We have one tonight. Chargers, Raiders. Just get that in the trash can. Can't wait for that. But you got Pottygate on here. The Lamar Jackson kind of waddle to the locker room. Inside thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think how long, based on his career in the NFL, will we have to wait before it actually comes out that he did have to go poo? I think, I think what Paul Pierce was 10 years after the fact, so I think we're probably in that same. So we're 15 years away from knowing what actually happened that fateful Monday night. But what I was so confused
Sorry, I'm just
about,
waiting for your microphone.
you're gonna.
I heard
You're
what you
gonna have
said, but
to.
it's like swinging all over the place or something. I don't know because it's making
Oh, sorry.
it's hurting my eardrums. But we're fine. We're fine. We made it.
You're gonna have to
Well, he made it.
explain
He
this
even
to
said
me,
in his
Will.
press conference about Paul Pierce, like, "Oh, this ain't no Paul Pierce poop incident," but it took Paul Pierce like 9 years to kind of come out and say what he actually did when he had to go poop after
Yeah.
supposedly injuring his shoulder in an NBA Finals game. But there's a lot of detectives on Twitter. Kind of watching the way Lamar Jackson's, running, right? And
The
sometimes when
waddling.
you run, when you poop, you kind of like clinching while you're running, or you're leaning to one side, and they were kind of doing the nice Sherlock Holmes treatment on that. So maybe the truth will come out eventually. I do have a couple thoughts about NFL and this COVID thing, because this is very interesting. There's
Okay.
actually a player out tonight. Henry
Yeah.
Ruggs is out tonight for the
Conspiracy
Raiders,
theories.
and I was talking about this with Muff in the chat. And it's just very coincidental. I want to know, are there conspiracy theorists, Jeff? What? Get me into your web of analytics here. Because Browns and Ravens, and notably a week before Dez Bryant gets tested positive 30 minutes before kickoff and gets yanked off the field and the game's still allowed to go. And on Wednesday, four Ravens test positive for COVID after just playing 2 nights before. Is this something that kind of worries you? when the playoffs come? Are they hiding the fact that some of these players maybe have COVID, even though they pulled Dez Bryant off the field randomly the week before? I'm kind of worried that something's going on here that we just aren't seeing behind the kimono here.
I will say something is a little fishy. From what I'm seeing, having not dug too deep into the numbers, Will, it feels like in your primetime games, you're getting some shenanigans. You're getting some, you know, four people here, five people there, or you're getting a major player the day after testing positive. And I think, I don't know, I don't want to claim shenanigans, but you do make a good point about the playoffs. It's not like the regular season where a game here, a game there, doesn't really matter. This is one and done. So I hope that no shenanigans are happening. At least the Patriots aren't involved in the shenanigans. So I think that's, you know, that's a positive for every viewer out there, even Patriots fans. So I don't know. Wait, we're just gonna have to see, because we're getting there. We're in the fantasy playoffs, and the real life playoffs are on our doorstep almost.
Excellent points, Jeffrey. Excellent points. I agree with everything you said, every single thing. Even if you pose me a question, I still agree to disagree with what is you said. I want to go with one more topic here. NFL broad picture here. And this is about the New England Patriots, because the New England Patriots here, all right? We all know people who like the Patriots, and they have never even seen in their life a losing team or a team that's had to rebuild because of their greatness. But I don't know if you saw this stat from over the weekend about the list of wide receivers that they have drafted since 2012. Did you see that list? It was kind of making the rounds.
I did not.
I mean, I wrote it here, but okay, good. So everyone was kind of talking about it. So this is just like a handful of people, and the best part is like the last thing. So Josh Boyce, these are all like, they could be first round. There was no like rounds. It was just like, these are all the wide receivers they've drafted. Josh Boyce, Aaron Dobson, Paul Leo, Malcolm Mitchell, Richie Williams, Braxton Berrios, N'Keal Harry. Obviously, N'Keal Harry they just drafted in 2019 in the first round. So only the last two, Braxton Berrios and N'Keal Harry, are still even in the NFL. Braxton Berrios, I believe, is on the Jets, and he's actually playing. And these players are so bad, Jeff. All right? Yeah. That I actually made up two of those names.
Yeah. Yep. Richie Williams and Paul
Hey,
Leo.
Never, I mean, that's how bad. Yeah, good catch.
They seemed plausible. They seemed.
I mean, I really thought Richie Williams sounded like a dude that the Patriots would draft out of like UTEP, you know, like a 5'10" white wide receiver out of UTEP who also can play quarterback. So,
I was going more. He's out of like University of Alabama, Birmingham, because I think they're like the Dragons or something.
UAB, dude.
Just
wow.
A mascot.
Deep pool, UAP.
There we go.
But they're bad. And Cam Newton's been bad. Obviously, he got COVID, and that could be a reason. And the Patriots had like nine dudes just say they didn't even want to play anyway. But I just kind of want to point out that Patriots fans, you can frickin' take 2 years to rebuild your team. All right, just. All right, Ricky Hollywood. All right, everybody just relax. All right, get 21 years of success. You know, just take a friggin' chill pill. Whew! All right, let's get to fantasy.
That's off your chest now.
I mean, it's kind of annoying. DraftKings has been really bad for me last couple weeks. And I've been doing some research and you know, on the sites, and they all say it's all chalk this year. And people have been kind of, like, all the winners and even just people doing 50-50s and stuff just have been, they've been saying they've been picking the same lineup every week regardless of who they're playing. Because what's happening is, and of course what happens to me is, 1 week I'll spend heavy on Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Patrick Mahomes, and then obviously go a little bit weaker. And those are the weeks that though they score 10 points each. And then if you would just repeat that lineup, though, 5 out of 6 weeks they're going to be, you know, what they're supposed to be. But then the next week I'll be like, oh, never mind. I'll go chalk at wide receiver. I'll go DeAndre Hopkins and Keenan Allen, and, you know, all these names. And then that's the week that Derrick Henry gets 48 points, and those wide receivers don't do anything. So they've been saying just don't look at who they're playing. Just try to repeat the lineup and do the 50-50s and double up. So that's what I'm going to do this. I'm literally going to do the exact same lineup I did last week, and we will see how it does.
We'll
I'm
test
very
the
excited.
Theory.
And also NBA starts in 5 days. Very interesting. Came out of nowhere. And I've gotten if you log into DraftKings, they're kind of handing out free little tickets to these NBA games.
Crowns.
So.
Oh, ticks.
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably for 50-cent contests, but hey, it's still free. And the NBA is fun. It is a fun one to do, just because it's there's so many points that you can start James Harden, you'll get 65 points or something, which is, and I hate James Harden, but I'm just.
I thought he was
he is
fat.
Now. More like James Hardy's.
Hey, look at that. Don't call him the best in the biz. Speaking of best in the biz, well, best ball. Ooh, spicy meatballs. We found out, this is our first year doing best ball.
Won't be the last.
We knew the format. Oh, definitely not going to be the last. I'm doing it again next year. Another live. That's fodder for days. We didn't know the payout structure. It's for the Skrilla. Not too much, but a little dabble do ya. And we find out that the top two place, there's no playoffs. It kind of just runs until week
16. So 2 more weeks.
Whew. And we are sitting in second place, only less than 8 points. 7 point, 8 points ahead of Breaking Beckham. I mean,
pun intended.
Are we going with a Breaking Benjamin, Bend It Like Beckham remix name? I mean, not
broken.
Great, but we had a big week last week.
We had the highest scoring week the whole season out of any team.
Ooh, yeah. Derrick Henry going off. Did Mecole Hardman's return count for us?
It did. He played for us. He made it. Gesicki. I mean, our team, we scored 197 points, 197 or 194.
There we go.
I can look it up right now, but Stephon Diggs, I mean, we've talked, we love Diggs. Everyone knows
Diggs
we love
dudes.
Diggs. And we have been Diggs. We scored 194.8. We scored 30 more points than the second place team last week. The second highest scored team last week. We scored 30 more points. Everyone else had about 130.
That's how you make it
We
happen.
Scored 194. And then the 2 weeks before that, we scored 175. So our team is getting hot, and you know why it's getting hot? Because we have Derrick Henry. But Jeff, go detail what high hopes, low hopes. What do you got? We're up by 8. We just need to. I think really that's our only competition.
Yeah, yeah. The next guy, we're up by 40, literally on the dot, which is really hard to do what we did last week. Like Will said, we were the top scorer of the entire season, so. I doubt FF Doughboy 215 Live, another great name. I doubt he's making up that. It's us and Breaking Beckham. We really don't have a shot to even touch 30 for 30, who is roughly 157 points ahead of us. So that's not happening unless his team just takes an injury nosedive. But I think you detailed Breaking Beckham's team a little bit. You dug in. He's got some injuries at running back. He's not fielding a full squad every week of healthy folks. And I think we're getting – I think Chris Carson's coming back. We got Eckler healthy again. So we're kind of firing on full cylinders with the reinforcements coming in. So I like our chances to get second. And I think you said it was a nice – it would be what, like a 4x payout, so
yeah, and that. Especially for our first time doing it. And the main thing that I've touched on this pod before, it really speaks to our gusto, our gravitas. If we can actually win a league, because we'll get to it in about 30 seconds how awful we are in our year-long fantasy leagues, at least the big one.
Speak
yeah well
yourself.
Okay, let's take it easy. All right, but we have high aspirations here. Again, just need to outscore the third place person by 8. Well, sorry, can't be outscored by 8 points over 2 weeks, which, that's 2 weeks. So very exciting. Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Stephon Diggs, Gesicki, Aaron Rodgers. Whew! Aaron Rodgers, all pro Aaron Rodgers. Can't wait to detail it next week, Jeff. But speak for myself.
You sent me that thing, Will, right on Twitter, where it was like, if you like here are the players with the highest probabilities that you're in
Oh,
your
yeah.
semis. And I think Gesicki was on there, Rogers was on there, Henry was on there, and I think another one of our from our best ball team was on there. So I think that was a testament
Oh,
to
yeah.
our gusto.
Very exciting. All right, Jeff. I mean, let's just detail the ship real quick.
Well, I mean, first, before we get into the actual part of it, I will say, a little rematch in the
Oh my.
consolation bracket between Muff and I. So we'll see who comes out on top on that one. Probably Muff, since I think this was last week was like the third time my team scored over 100 points this year. So not great, not great. But I will say that the fantasy gods, I think, have been just in the ship. I think the top four teams who are in the semifinals, they all deserve to be there. The seeding, we can debate. But I think the first round of the playoffs got out the chaff. They got out Bluey. They got out Captain COVID. And we're left with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus Boza D's Nuts and Kostin versus Impeach Trump. Whew, some spicy, spicy matchups. Let's hit the 1-4 Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus Boza D's Nuts. If you can believe it, folks, the team we've sung the praises of, FPH,
Underdog.
he's down by 10 going
Yeah.
into this matchup. And it's going to be crazy, and it starts tonight. Darren Waller, he needs another big night out of him, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who do you like, Will? What are you thinking? I mean, Kamara's slump
It's
seemed to turn around
been
last
bad.
week. Is Breeze coming back? That could be a big reason that he takes it. Jeff Wilson Jr. on the Bosa D's Nets side. But Bosa has Derrick Henry and Tyreek Hill and Russell Wilson and Travis Kelce, so you like his chances.
Elair also has Keenan Allen tonight as well, so Thursday night gonna be a big start
Oh
for him.
yes.
This is crazy, man.
Who's likely to be limited
This
if
is just a
active.
crazy matchup because all year it's been Chong, the Elair, both of these nuts in probably one of the worst trades in fantasy football history for both teams, where no outcome meant anything. Christian McCaffrey for Cam Newton and J.K. Dobbins. A combined four games have been played between those guys, pretty much since that trade happened. McCaffrey has played one game. Still not going to be alive for this weekend's fantasy playoffs for both of these nuts, but I think the ceiling for both of these nuts is way higher than anything French Prince of Bel-Air can do. It's just, is the minimum going to be enough? Edwards-Helaire and Kamara, after week one, you thought they were each going to score 100 points every week. Helaire has been really bad pretty much the last half of the season. He doesn't even get involved half the time. He had 0 points 2 weeks ago. Unreal.
Yikes.
That running game is really non-existent for the Chiefs right now. Darren
Oh my
Waller,
God.
well, that's for a different reason. Darren Waller has been insane, and the Chargers can't cover tight ends, so that might be a really big hitting point tonight if Waller can get to the 15 to 20 points to get a nice head start. Honestly, I mean, is it an upset if Bosa Diaz Nuts wins just because of the whole season? I mean, he's projected to win by 10, but I guess it would be an upset. I think the big thing here is if Bosa Diaz Nuts does win, he will be in the finals and finally be able to play McCaffrey, I think. So this is a big week for both of these nuts, because if he wins this, he probably wins it all.
Wow.
Honestly, though,
Wow. That's
I think, first off, Chong needs to put in Jared Goff. Jared Goff's not the greatest fantasy quarterback, but he's going against the Jets, and right now he has Matt Ryan in against the
Oh yeah.
Buccaneers, and that does not seem like a pretty matchup right now. If all things considered, because last time he played Tampa Bay, not even on here, so maybe he plays Tampa Bay again in 2 weeks. I guess they play again in week 17. That's strange. So never mind. But Buccaneers have a feisty defense. I would not trust Matt Ryan. I'm picking both of these nuts. Damn!
Yeah, I am
That's
too.
crazy.
Yeah, the Keenan Allen, like, he's limited even if he's active, and maybe they're just playing games. But if that's the case, I mean, he Fresh Prince has no one to bring in, really. I mean, Devin Singletary, he's been an absolute stinker with the emergence of Zach Moss and Gus Edwards. Who knows? I mean, maybe. But it's tough. You hate to see the Fresh Prince go down in the semis after the promise of this season. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. I do, as you kind of alluded to in your rundown, see this as a floor in the Fresh Prince of Hilaire side versus the ceiling side of Bosa These Nuts. And I just think it's the ceiling of those players that he has is too much. And we're sorry, Chong, but I think we're both going with Bosa.
Poston versus impeached Trump, the two versus three. Impeached Trump, who we kind of said forever had the best
Spicy.
four, group of four. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Dalvin Cook, Chris Carson. I mean, you can even throw Mark Andrews in there with his tight end. Going up against Corey, who has the number one player in fantasy, Devontae Adams, who, by the way, outscored Deshaun Watson last week. Just want to say that. Yep,
I
just
thank you
want to
very
say that.
much.
And let's see. Justin Herbert, Michael Thomas, Melvin Gordon. Whew. Kareem Hunt, maybe a little feisty there. Big matchup. You want to know why? Because if Corey wins this, he's allowed to come to Vegas. So big, big matchup here.
Oh.
And
Does he
I
have any
mean, he's
desire
posted
to
about it,
come?
not me. So he's the one who kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair play.
Wow. Looking at these matchups, I don't think it's really close. I don't really know. Another big,
No.
big player tonight. Justin Herbert's going tonight for Coastin. That's definitely gonna kind of start off the battle and see if Herbert can rally on a Thursday night with some very limited receivers if Keenan Allen doesn't play, because Mike Williams also probably not gonna play. Who are you looking at here? I picked first last time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to impeach Trump. You ran down the foursome. I mean, Chris Godwin hasn't necessarily lived up to expectations, but like you said, he's got that Mark Andrews for that tight end upside and can almost be like a wide receiver too. They're going up against Jacksonville, Baltimore, so you like that. I think Dalvin Cook torched Chicago last time he played them, so that's another plus for impeach Trump. I mean, there's question marks on Michael Thomas and Melvin Gordon on the Coastin side. I also don't like the Kansas City defense at New Orleans. I don't know what the point total on that is, but you'd figure
I mean, if it's
it'd be
Taysom Hill,
pretty.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You lost sacks, a lot of sacks.
A lot of sacks. Todd Gurley and Antonio Brown also on the Coastin side, so potential fill-ins there. Not the best, but definitely serviceable.
Deontay
Yeah.
Johnson.
Deontay. Oh yeah,
I'd
Deontay
put
Johnson.
Deontay Johnson in over Curtis Samuel. I mean, against Green Bay. I mean, that's just me.
Ooh, those are the managerial decisions. That Coast. I think you might be right. I think the upside. Curtis Samuel does have some upside, but
Deontay's going up against the
the
Bengals. I
drops,
know, but going up against the Bengals.
the
Whew.
Bengals.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Yeah, so I think we both like impeach Trump, but Corey, if you win, you're coming to Vegas, so I like
That's
the
incentive right
opportunity
there.
there. I like the opportunity there. If it is that'd be the 3 seed versus the 4 seed, and impeach Trump doing his best to repeat. I mean, whew, that would be quite insane. Let's move on to Raffle Pool Jeff, where speak for yourself. One of us isn't very good. And I think I don't know if I sent this to you, but I definitely sent this to somebody else. And in the Raft Pool League, I had a decent shot at winning, but if I lost to the vaunted duo of Wayne Gallman and Mike Davis. And that's, my friends, is why I hate fantasy football. I've said it forever. You know, you think you know. I mean, I had Aaron Jones and Ezekiel Elliott, and I lost to Wayne Gallman and Mike Davis. So that's what I'm gonna leave at that.
Not great.
No, not great. So come on, Jeff, what do we got? You are the number one. Oh wait, no, actually you ended up as the number two seed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are the number two seed. You did get the bye, and then I got a Thielen who has just been running train over the league.
Yeah, let's start with the I got a Thielen
Yeah, because
and
your
Derek,
matchup. Oh boy.
Kyle versus Derek. We always said we liked Derek's team throughout the season, and here he is in the semis. I think this is where The train stops. I got a feeling, yeah, question marks next to Robert Woods and Austin Eckler. Tonight, well, to say a lot, to set the tone with Eckler and Darren Waller on I Got a Feeling going. And there is some spice on Derek's team with Miles Sanders turning it on. He gets to play that Mike Davis again, who had a touchdown last week, which I think really determines when he has big weeks. If he gets a touchdown, he takes that to the next level, as is with most running backs. So Kyler Murray versus Philly, you like that on the Thielen side. Kyler Murray kind of maybe slumping. I think the big question for I Got a Thielen, and I don't think it's going to sink his team, but he's got James Robinson on his bench with Eckler coming back in the lineup against his Raiders. Maybe he's kind of reverse jinxing himself as a Raider. Oh, the battle of the Raiders fans.
I know. I was going to say that. How torn does Derek want Darren Waller to do good? That's the question.
That's true. But I think, as we alluded to in our best ball and as we spoke about on the ship, I Got a Thielen has Derrick Henry, and I don't think there's another freight train on the other side that can stop it. I think Derrick's team is good, not great. I'm going with Kyle.
You know, I'm going with Derrick. I'm keeping the fantasy, the fantasy gods making this season a complete joke. And no offense to Derrick, but just telling you right now, in a two-quarterback league, it's Teddy Bridgewater and Ryan Tannehill leading a team to the finals. Just get out of here with that crap. So I'm taking Derek's team. He has DK Metcalf who could lay a 30-burger, and if he does, that'll help, obviously, Derek's team. Robert Woods has been good. I don't know if he has – he laid a 30-burger 3 weeks ago, so never mind. But that – I mean, I don't even know anymore. What do I know? I know nothing. I'm picking Derek's team. The next one, Jeff, your team, talk about freight trains. And I'm not even talking about your team. I'm talking about who you're going up against. You're going up against Orange Rush, some dude named Jose who's been in our leagues wreaking havoc for years. He is a Broncos fan. He never sets two quarterbacks in this league and somehow makes a run at the championship every single year. As I alluded to in our pre-pod, I copy and pasted the rundown from last year, which was, in essence, a copy and paste of the rundown from 2018, because I write in here every year that Orange Rush, he always makes a run and is always a threat to win. The sixth seed, of course, winning again, Orange Rush, with only one quarterback, and he's going up now against you, the number two seed, Jeff. Are you scared?
I mean, it's impossible not to be scared. I mean, it's teams trending in kind of opposite directions. My team kind of plateauing to a certain degree, maybe even trending down, and his team on the up and up. I mean, David Montgomery, talk about underrated revelation the past 3 weeks, has averaged 25 points in this league. Brandon Ayuk, I mean, come on, who thought we'd be starting him? I mean, past 2 weeks, over 20 points in this league. And then Justin Herbert, you know, Jose, I think, it, you know, we're going to stop calling it Raffle and just call it Jose finds a way. Okay. No two quarterbacks. Darn your super flex. I will start Robbie Anderson and score more than Tom Brady. So we'll see what happens. You know, question mark with Chris Carson, but he's got plenty of backup. I mean, he's got things to load in to the hopper. I mean, there could be some wide receiver questions on my side. Allen Robinson versus Scary Terry versus Justin Jefferson. I think I roll with the big dog, Allen Robinson, but I gotta go with my boys. You know, second highest scoring team in the league. The firepower is there. We got Mahomes. We got Brady. Dallas Goedert. Ooh, a little sneaky pickup off the wire there, who's coming into his own after being injured. But Kamara, come on. Come on, Taysom. Give him some dump offs.
You've got too many wide receivers. Managerial decisions would be just wreaking havoc on me. Also, you said the hopper. What first comes to mind when you say that?
Well, paintballing, obviously.
Yeah.
You get your pods and you throw it in the hopper. You toss that pod away and you keep staying in the fight there in the old paintball.
Yeah, I was like, wow, the hopper. Oh yeah, definitely, remember that, Jeff. Don't get into your head with these managerial decisions.
I haven't touched it yet.
It may cost you. You have some great talent on that bench, but I don't know what to do. If it were me, I don't know. I guess Allen Robinson's kind of been still startable every week, even with the rotation at quarterback. You do have a possible rookie of the year on the bench, but I'm not going to. It's too tough. Too tough to call, Jeff. Honestly, I'm torn. I'm going to pick you, but it might be a jinx. So I'm rooting for you. We need some, not just best ball, but we need some victories on this pod. So, and another victory, by the way, would be ATF Fantasy on Twitter getting to 50 damn followers.
Come on. We see you out there. We know who listens. We know who subscribes. We know where most of you live. So just create a Twitter account and follow us. I don't care.
That is another fact about we do know where most of you live. There are Christmas cards and packages that are delivered and return addresses on there. So we know where you live. Jeff, happy Christmas to you. Oh, by the way, what's up with the getting the Xboxes at the old T-Bell Christmas party? What's up with that?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Let me
find what they said. They just sent us an email about this yesterday. Fill time here. Okay.
This is just notable. Again, this is behind the curtains here. Jeff does work. He has bias towards the Yum brand. And it has been noted before that they've had holiday parties. He hasn't been there. He was not there for the last console release. But he is there now. And he has noted before that there have been times where they let people kind of pick up some presents because of their promotions they run, where you win the Xbox if you buy a Chalupa box or whatever the heck it is.
Here we go. So, originally... yesterday there was supposed to be the drive-through setup and everything, but as you know, COVID and our stay-at-home orders kind of canceled all that fun. So we have a Zoom call on Friday called Year-End Celebration 2020. Put a cork in it. We're having Christmas Carolers performance. Our CEO is going to talk. We have some rando comedian, and then it just says this: the last bullet, and some special surprise gifts that you really don't want to miss. ... That's all I'm going to say.
What time is this at? Give me the Zoom link. I'll kind of just hang out in the lobby and just kind of...
11 to 12.
Pacific, obviously.
Pacific, yeah. But I will say that although sales are down, that actually plays in our advantage, because that means that they're not giving away as many Xboxes. So we'll see about that.
Keep us in the loop. Keep me in the loop. You never know keep people who are in need in the loop, because you said before that people sometimes didn't even want them, And when I say people in the need, I don't mean me. I mean, you never know. I might just give some stuff away to the less fortunate, or, just make someone happy, Jeff. That is all that matters in 2020.
True, the season.
2020, disaster of a year, but this may or may not be the last one of the year. If it is, we will talk to you in 2021. Thanks for listening, and 50 followers. Again, I can't stress this enough. At ATF Fantasy on Twitter. Peace.
Peace out.